Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Fantastic to be here with you guys on a Friday edition of the show. We get some of the best ideas from our texters, Lonzo. A texter says, Mark, I have an idea for the Gilstrap roofing ad. How many hours does a roof normally last over a family's home? Wouldn't you want to work with a family company that has spent at least that many hours working on roofs? Gilstrap Roofing. Love it. You're going to hear it as soon as I find the answer to that question, okay? I'm going to have to reach out to Gilstrap to hear the research on that, but love the ideas. We get some of the best ideas from our listeners on the show. Neil gave us a good idea yesterday. We get good ideas all the time, man. It's fantastic. And it's awesome to have you guys with us. Always great to have you with us. Another texter says, Mark, basketball hater has the right to voice his opinion, but you are paid to cover sports. That listener should refuse to do part of his or her job and see what happens. To that listener, don't watch basketball and just turn off the radio for a while if basketball is being talked about. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it.
See, I've had this conversation with people because I've been chastised, especially during NFL season a couple years ago when the kneeling started. Are you still watching that? Yes, it's my job. Even if I decided I do not want to watch it because of the protest, I still have to watch it because it's my job.
Would you watch it if it wasn't your job?
The NFL, yeah, I would.
Yeah, and so here's the thing, guys. And I don't even like saying what I'm about to say. Okay, I don't even like saying this because look, what happened to George Floyd was terrible. But when last night when they told us that the game starts at 6:30 and the game doesn't really start till 7, I was not in the mood to sit through 20 additional minutes last night of all of this other stuff and all of this things that happened to
you. You know what? This worked out good for me though.
Why?
Because that.
Oh, the show ended. The show ended, right?
Yeah, so it gave me a little more time to get home, and I got to see more of the game.
And I know, Lonzo, that you know, they don't care about what Mark Ryan thinks. TNT doesn't care about what Mark Ryan thinks. But you know who they do care about? Charles Barkley. And Charles Barkley said on the Colin Cowherd show on The Herd this week, we better be careful with what we're doing with all this stuff because it can, you know, like – people want to move forward now. You know, people want to move forward. We want to move forward treating everybody equally. But last night, you know, I found myself sitting there and I was like, you know, they said the game was going to start at 6:30. And now we have 20 minutes of other stuff. And now they said the second game starts at 9. And now we got 20 minutes of other stuff. And I totally accept and I'm cool with the rights to do everything with Black Lives Matter. You have the right to do that. But please don't tell me the game starts at 6:30, the game starts at 9, if it doesn't really start at that time. Okay, please. That's all I ask. All right. Joining us right now on the show is we conclude our SEC and ACC preview series. And joining us is Patrick Engel, who covers the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And we are pleased to have him on with us right now. Patrick, truly appreciate the time, man. How are you today?
Doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me on here.
Covers Notre Dame for blueandgold.com. And look, you know, we're in a really, really unique year this year, Patrick. I'm going to start out just by going from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds on you here, Patrick. I have said on this show that the ACC should play hardball with Notre Dame. They haven't. I said, look, what woman would continue to date you if you continue to have 1 foot in and 1 foot out? You know, after like 4 or 5 dates, the woman wants you to commit. After 4 or 5 dates, the man wants the woman to commit, right? And Notre Dame has had its cake and is eating it too, and is why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? They've been using the ACC now for years. I would have said to Notre Dame, Patrick, you can play an ACC schedule under the condition that you're in the ACC. So now is the time to bleep or get off the pot. The ACC did not do that. Am I out of line for that opinion, Patrick?
You certainly wouldn't be alone, no. And I think it's a little bit more of, I mean, we do know that Notre Dame would make more money by being in the ACC. And if my rough math is right, when you look at everyone sharing the 15 teams sharing the ACC's TV revenue plus Notre Dame's NBC revenue, I've kind of roughly put together that Notre Dame would come out on top of what it would have been in a normal year, where it's just getting NBC and, you know, whatever a small part of the ACC distribution that it gets. I think it was around $7 million last year. But no, I don't think it would have been, say, the craziest thing for John Swofford to suggest and say, hey, if we're going to kind of, you know, give you a little bit of a lifeline here, and just so, you know, you're not risking, you know, having to play a schedule with New Mexico State and Liberty on it twice or something, like, you know, what's in it for us. But I still think there's one enough things that just mutually beneficial things that come out of, you know, this deal, even just for this year. And of course, we're seeing ACC Network trying to get off the ground and become a thing. And even if that's, you know, Notre Dame has 1 or 2 games a year on there, or this year on there, I should say, it kind of helps there. And certainly something that, you know, we saw with the Big Ten Network when that launched, of kind of how it was a huge deal that Michigan Appalachian State was on there, and that helped out. But anyway, that's, you know, I digress. And I don't think that, you know, Notre Dame would have entertained that idea right away, just because, yes, it makes more sense, you know, money-wise, but there's a lot more to why it decides to stay independent and why it means a lot to the school than, you know, just trying to hike.
Do you think
the
that'll ever change, Patrick? Do you think that ever changes? Do you think they ever hop on board with a major conference?
I mean, if I had to, you know, bet my life that in my lifetime, which is hopefully a lot longer, I'm not sure I would do that. But I think there's a lot more openness in general, you know, even just in our, you know, my interactions with fans and the general kind of perception that we see on our site's message board or on Twitter or anything like that, that there's more of an openness to it. So, yeah, I would think it's certainly more possible than it is a year or, you know, 20 years ago or even further beyond that. But ultimately, what still kind of has to change is the willingness to, you know, give up some of the control over scheduling where you want to schedule, and being able to play in New York, in the Midwest, and in LA all in 1 year, and being able to reach the areas it does. And that's the thing that, you know, it's kind of harder to get them to move on, because it's a thing that kind of is important to a lot of people and gets access to a lot of alums all over the country.
Patrick Engel, blueandgold.com, joining us here on the show today for our Notre Dame preview segment, now a member of the ACC for the 2020 season. I mean, is Notre Dame using that terminology, Patrick, a member of the ACC for the 2020 season?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, that's what we're going by. The only thing they've really said about the news so far is a 2-sentence statement they put out 4 or so hours after the news went. And they're basically saying, yeah, we're excited about this. But for, yes, it is what you know, they are. And if they have a chance to, you know, take the ACC trophy this year, which they do, I think they'd be, you know, kind of beating around the bush to call it anything other than a member of the ACC for 2020.
Yeah, indeed, man. I am completely with you on that front. So, you know, look, Brian Kelly, coach of Notre Dame, a fine head coach, has now been at Notre Dame for 10 years, right? He has a record of 71-36. That is just one tick, one win fewer than twice as many wins as losses. I always say in college football, Patrick, an 800 winning percentage is the mark of an elite head coach. A 700 winning percentage is the mark of a very good head coach. Brian Kelly at Notre Dame right now is hovering around 665. Is the feeling about Brian Kelly at Notre Dame positive, negative, or somehow still undecided?
Oh, there's definitely, you know, the consternation that comes with, you know, what's happened in some of the marquee games, like last year's Michigan game where, you know, it was 45-14, and Georgia, even though it was a game they played pretty well in, still ended up losing 23-17. Sure, there's some, you know, consternation of, is he a national championship type of coach? And we certainly see those, you know, debates pop up on our site all the time. But Notre Dame doesn't have any, you know, desire to move on from him. Jack Swarbrick, the athletic director, has been talking about, you know, an extension that, if not for the COVID-19, is probably done by now. And they've still said that we want to give him another contract. He doesn't want to go anywhere. So as far as what his outlook is, I don't think that's going to change anytime soon or he's going to go anywhere. But, yeah, it would be, you know, a big deal. And certainly, even though it was already on the schedule, it gets kind of even more so a big deal to be able to have a chance to beat Clemson or, you know, it's certainly not anything you think of when you hire a coach at Notre Dame. Can you win a conference title because you don't have the opportunity? But it would be something interesting just to be able to put on the resume and the accomplishments in what's certainly going to be a weird season that if it happens. But no, I don't think there's any kind of thing of, you know, certainly nothing discussion on hot seat, what's his ding, what's the contract status. He's going to be there for still a little while longer.
You know, it's interesting. So there's still some consternation there, and he's had quite a bit of success. He's been good enough to be there for 10 years for sure. When you first saw Notre Dame's ACC schedule, what jumped out to you?
Well, I think it's definitely a manageable one, and just kind of going on, you know, looking at preseason metrics of what the old schedule was to what the new one is, it's a little easier. And, you know, you add the game at North Carolina. Of course, there's a lot of talk about, okay, that's, you know, a surprise team that can jump up from that 7-6 mark to, you know, 9-3 or whatever in a normal year, at least 9-3. And something, the team that would have been pegged as, you know, possible coastal division favorite. So that game's definitely going to be one to kind of watch as, you know, maybe whenever it's played, we don't have a date, one that can kind of look like a better thing than it is on paper right now when you just look at North Carolina's record and see 7-6. But really, it only added, you know, four new games from the ones that were on the schedule before, and that's getting Syracuse at home, Boston College on the road, North Carolina on the road, and I believe it's one other home game, and I'm forgetting off the top of my head here.
Yeah, they have Clemson, Duke, Florida State, Louisville, and Syracuse at home.
Right, Florida State's the new one. And yeah, when you look at, okay, those four being added to who was taken off the schedule, which USC, Stanford, and Wisconsin, when the Big Ten and Pac-12 went conference only, those were two of their three hardest games in Wisconsin and in USC, Wisconsin being at Lambeau Field and USC being out in L.A., so I think there's definitely kind of an easier, clearer path, and I wrote this in a column this morning, to at least get to the ACC title game, a path to the playoff where you can kind of easily say, if we do this, if we play Clemson again, go 1-1 against Clemson, if you meet them in the title game, or heaven forbid, win the ACC title game but split a meeting with Clemson, we can go to the playoff. Like you can at least say that more confidently, this is our path, than you could in a regular year where it's, we're in if we're 12-0, 11-1, depends on how everything else shakes out and what those 11 wins and then one losses look like. And overall, when you look at an ACC schedule, Notre Dame's in the last 3 years has been really good against the ACC. If you take the regular season games only, they're 14-1 against it. The one loss being in Miami 3 years ago, it wasn't close, but averaging 36 points a game in those games, they've been, and I think this is one thing that kind of gets lost with Brian Kelly, they've been pretty upset proof. I mean, they've won 24 games in a row against unranked teams, and I think they'll get a lot of kind of those similar chances against good, solid ACC teams that are, you know, what you think of 7 or 8 wins in a normal year,
right,
but
right,
not loaded in the top 10.
Right. So Patrick, as we close this interview today, we've been asking all our experts for 3 players to watch out for on the team they cover. Who do you have a keen eye on this season?
Well, I think it starts with, at least when you look at the ceiling for what their offense can be, it's all around the quarterback, Ian Book. Put up really good numbers when you just kind of look at them at first. Last season, 34 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. But kind of a little bit of the slower start before really kind of getting into it in November when they won 6 great games to end the year. And if you get more of a consistent play from him that you saw in the second half where he was constantly delivering balls downfield, letting plays develop, and his placement was better, and you're going to feel a lot better about their ability to score against anybody. And of course, when you go on defense, Kyle Hamilton, safety, true freshman last year, freshman All-American, kind of forced his way into the starting lineup, or not starting lineup, but the rotation, despite 2 established starting safeties because he was just too good. And now he's going to have a pretty clear starting spot with, you know, those 2 starters who came in last year and gone. And when you just look at, you know, most talented players on defense, it kind of starts with him. And then Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, linebacker, he recorded no stats his first 2 years, but became their starting, you know, rover linebacker is what they call it. It's kind of like that, you know, when so many teams are playing nickel-based defense these days, or a 4-2-5, it's like that 5th defensive back, linebacker, whatever you want to call it, they can kind of play both roles. And he was their team leader in tackles for loss, tied for the team lead in sacks, came back, had NFL draft eligibility, didn't use it, one to watch as potential, you know, maybe – certainly now that they have all conference eligibility, you would think someone who can be as good as any linebacker in the ACC, I would think.
So Patrick, before we close, one more quick thought. Troy Pride Jr., now of the Carolina Panthers, formerly of Notre Dame, was a standout here in our area at Greer High School. What will you remember most about Troy at Notre Dame?
Well, I never got the opportunity to cover Troy myself. But the thing that you kind of just mentioned with anyone who mentioned Troy is the speed. And he ran a 4.4 at the combine, and that was considered disappointing. And I think he himself even said that. So one of the fastest players, you know, on the team, not the fastest, the last couple of years. And it seems like he found a pretty good spot in Carolina where, even though being a 4th-round pick, should have a pretty good chance to carve out, you know, a meaningful role and a lot of snaps there.
His name is Patrick Engel, and he covers Notre Dame for blueandgold.com. Patrick, man, we so greatly appreciate your time today. Thank you very much for it and for your expertise on Notre Dame. We're excited to see what the Fighting Irish are going to bring to the ACC this year. Really appreciate it, pal. Please stay healthy and safe. Let's catch up again during the season, all right?
You too, Mark. Thank you.
All right, Patrick Engel, blueandgold.com for Rivals. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we have concluded something that seemed very, very unlikely at the beginning. We started with the SEC 28 shows ago. 1 SEC team preview with an expert from that school every single day. And then we went right into the ACC. Then the ACC added Notre Dame. And we needed 1 expert that covers each and every ACC school every single day. And, folks, we have successfully delivered 29 experts in 29 shows. And now I'm going to go to sleep. Some schools, thank you, Lonzo. Thank you for the applause. Some schools were easier than others to get. But, look, when you accept the challenge You accept that you might not be able to pull it off. You accept that you might have somebody scheduled and their phone doesn't work or they forgot about it or something like that. But we did it. And thank you to all the experts for have joined us each and every show. All 14 SEC schools were previewed. All 15 ACC schools this season have been previewed. And we hope you enjoyed our SEC-ACC team preview series right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. We've enjoyed bringing it to you. Coming up next on the show. So who gets the home game next year in the Palmetto Bowl? I have strong feelings on that, and I'll share it with you next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're doing real well. Texter says, if we play college football, Notre Dame ends 8-3. Losses to Clemson, UNC, and FSU. I disagree, Texter. I disagree. We did our ACC records yesterday. I have them in the ACC slate going 9-1. Only loss to Clemson. They get Florida State at home. They're not losing to Florida State at home. UNC on the road is a very, very, very losable game. I would agree with you on that. That's a losable game. And I think that game, Notre Dame at UNC, determines Clemson's opponent in the ACC championship game. So that is a losable game. I think, you know, that is the battle for the silver medal in the ACC this year. No doubt about that. Another texter said, Mark, loved those ACC and SEC team previews. Do it again next year. Miami and UNC were my favorites. That's all I need, man. That's all I need is to know that you guys liked it and that you know you guys appreciate the effort and happy to do it again, man. Absolutely happy to do it again. And now we actually have the phone numbers for these people, right? We actually have made the context. Won't be half as hard to get on the second time around, right? In theory. Also, programming note, ladies and gentlemen. Next Tuesday, this has just been confirmed. Next Tuesday, we will be having the one and only Keyshawn Johnson on the show at 4:15, coming your way next Tuesday. Lonzo, what do you want to know from Keyshawn?
If they ever gave him the ball.
When you said, give me the damn ball, did the Jets answer that in the affirmative, Keyshawn? I want to ask him about the gloves wide receivers use. Like, I always respect the guys that don't use gloves. that can catch the ball without gloves. Gloves are certainly performance enhancing, right?
You know, I
want to ask him about that.
I wouldn't mind asking him if he can do what his buddy just did and still run a 4-something 40.
No, he can't.
Just no, curious. I mean, I don't know how fast he ran when he was in the league. So,
and like a wuss, Lonzo, I'm saying that because he's not on the air right now. But I don't think he can. I don't think he can. There's no Terrell Owens is a different beast, man. Terrell Owens at what is he, 46? He just ran like in the 4.4s in the 40-yard dash. Can any 46-year-old run a sub-5.40? Any? Anybody?
I wonder how old Keyshawn is. Is Keyshawn older or younger than
him? Let's check this out. Let's check this out. Keyshawn Johnson, I'm going to guess younger. What are you going to guess?
Older.
You're going to guess older. I'm going to guess younger. I already lost a bet last night. Don't make me lose two. You win. He's 48. He's 48, Lonzo. Keyshawn Johnson is 48 years of age.
I thought he was a little bit closer
played
to my age.
Played for the Carolina Panthers, too. I forgot about that.
Did he?
Forgot that he played. You didn't know that either.
No, I just don't remember it.
2006, played for the Carolina Panthers. Keyshawn Johnson will be joining us on Offsides with Mark Ryan next Tuesday at 4:15. So we look forward to bringing that interview to you as well. Folks, I have a strong opinion about this. The Palmetto Bowl, right? I think it sucks that the SEC is taking that away. The SEC is the bad guy here. The SEC wasn't ready. The SEC wasn't prepared. It makes zero sense whatsoever that the SEC is allowing South Carolina, for example, to travel to Kentucky, to travel to Louisiana State, but they won't allow them to travel to Clemson. That makes zero sense to me whatsoever. And all those people that are saying, well, let's just play behind a convenience store somewhere. Great. Let's play. I'll be there, right? Vol Nation tweets into the show at 98 Vol Nation. He says, I get the feeling that the SEC did not like the ACC imposing that the non-conference game would be held at the ACC venue. That's not what the ACC said, Vol Nation. They just said it has to be played in-state. That was the only stipulation. You have to have a non-conference opponent that you play in-state. And they did that so Kentucky could play Louisville, so Georgia and Georgia Tech could play in clean old-fashioned hate, so that Florida and Florida State could play in the Sunshine Showdown, and so that Clemson and South Carolina could make it so that the longest-standing rivalry in college football was still being played this year, right? So when I ask you guys this question, who gets to host the next Palmetto Bowl, what is your answer to that? Here's mine. Clemson, you don't lose the right to host the game because the game wasn't played. That doesn't make any sense at all. Oh, this was Clemson's year, so next year it goes back to South Carolina. No, Clemson didn't get to play the game. And, you know, before you start shooting me with Clemson bias, you know damn well I would be saying the same exact thing if the shoe was on the other foot. You don't lose the right to host the home game if the game wasn't played at all. That doesn't make any sense to me. You know, why should Clemson lose the right to be hosting it next? South Carolina hosted it this year. They're not playing the game. South Carolina hosted the game last year. They're not playing the game this year. It only stands to reason that Clemson would get to host the game next year, does it not? I don't understand this. Lonzo, I don't even – can someone explain to me why this is even a debate? This to me makes the most sense of anything, and yet we're kicking it around like there's some debate to be had here.
Everyone here knows that the rotation is law. And if you miss a year, because even though it's not your fault,
there's no
it's
rotation.
Too bad. No.
There's no rotation.
The rotation is law. Everyone knows this year is for Clemson. This year is for the Gamecocks. It goes like that. It's law.
You haven't been here long enough to know about the law.
I mean, the law is definitely out there.
There's no law.
The Texers will back me up on that.
This is an example of Lonzo playing the side of his team, whereas if South Carolina was slated to host the game this year, he would be saying absolutely that they should be hosting
next
year.
Right now, as long as the present coach is there, it's not going to matter where they are. They're still going to get beat. So, I don't think that matters, but it's not South Carolina's fault. It's not Clemson's fault. Let me finish. But it's neither one. It's like an act of God, sort of thing. So
right.
It automatically goes to the person that the
no.
team knows. Oh yeah, for sure.
No.
For sure.
No. Guys, where do you come out on this? Please break the tie here. This is the most senseless thing to me I've ever heard. If Clemson doesn't get to host their home game, then they get to play Clemson, South Carolina at home the next game because they don't get to play it this year. You take turns. South Carolina's turn 1 year. You don't lose your turn if for no fault of your own the game wasn't played. That doesn't make I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Texter says, Lonzo, not one person would side with you on that. I think there are people that would side with Lonzo.
Sir, madam, there are some people who would side with me just because I'm on the opposite side of Mark Ryan. Whether they agree with me or not, I'm just going against him, so of course they're going to side with me.
So, the texter says not one person would side with you. I keep seeing this question, and evidently it's not as easy as I'm making it out to be, because it just seems like as common sense as the sky is blue as the grass is green. You know, it's just like, what do you mean, South?
This is a fresh wound, and so people are not thinking clearly on this any way around. But when it comes down to it, it's a rotation. You lost your year. You'll get it back in another 2 years. Just quit whining about it and let it be what it is.
Now, Zach Fain is tweeting in on this with something perhaps even more asinine than what you've been spewing on the show here, Lonzo. And Zach Fain says every year the game should be played at the stadium of the team that won the previous year. So, in other words, you have the right to continue to host. If South Carolina has to win at Clemson in order to get the game back at Williams-Brice, they would never host the game again, Lonzo.
I don't believe that. People thought that until the five in a row. It comes down to rivalry. That's part of the rivalry. You want to go to the hated team's campus and spew your hate and the opposite for them to come to yours. That's part of the fun of rivalry. If it's all in one place or a neutral place, where's the fun in that?
We need to open this up to you guys here, all right? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you, 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. There are three options here, and to me, unbelievably, there's only one. Evidently, I'm not seeing clearly, evidently, because I don't get this. I'm saying...
Well, I don't want to send a text on this. I'm just going to let you know there's a caller, Michael, on the line that wants to talk about this.
Okay, great. Michael will be right with you here. But the three options are, it doesn't make any sense to me why if Clemson didn't get its turn to host the Palmetto Bowl, that the next one would be played at Clemson. Lonzo says, no, it goes by the year, and even though it's not Clemson's fault, next year goes back to South Carolina.
It's a law, man. I don't remember the exact code. It's absolutely a law.
It's not a law. Stop with this law nonsense. And then we have Zach Fain that says, here's what should be the rule, Mark. Whoever won the previous game, you get to keep hosting the Palmetto Bowl until you lose the game. So Clemson would be hosting South Carolina the last 6 years because they've won the last 6 years. And I'm saying if you told South Carolina you don't get to host at Williams-Brice again until you beat Clemson at Clemson, they'd never be hosting at Williams-Brice ever again. What say you guys? Shoot us a text at 71307 or call us at 1-844-477-3776. Michael is up next here on the show. Michael, thanks so much for the call, pal. You're offsides, Michael. Go ahead.
All right, he's gone, but he did say that he sided with me, so that breaks the tie, and I'm right.
I don't believe that. He's not on the line. I don't believe it.
So you, sir, are accusing me of being dishonest, which it hurts me deeply. It cuts me deeply for the fifth time today already.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that anyone would agree with you on this. Like the texter, I agree with the texter that says not one person would side with you on this, Lonzo. Not one person would side with you on this. 1-844-477-3776. This is insane. It's insane to entertain any idea that Clemson doesn't get to host the game that was removed from them.
All right. Michael's back.
All right, Michael, what's going on, man? How are you?
Mark Ryan, how you doing today, sir?
Great, man. Great. What's going on with you?
I'm Michael. I'm the one that you met over here at the hospital doing the radiothon. And I'm going to take
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Michael. How are you doing, man? How are you doing?
I'm fine, sir. How about you?
I remember you very well. Michael, we met Michael at the Radiothon in March, And Michael came up to me and said he's been a longtime listener of the show and had very, very nice things to say. I remember that interaction very well, Michael, and thank you so much for stopping by that day, man. What a great experience that was. Now, I'm buttering you up, sir. Michael, in the hopes that you're going to side with me here, because what Lonzo's saying is insane.
I'm agree with Lonzo.
Oh, my God, this is nuts.
You know, you are a Florida man, of course, and I got respect for you, and I love your show. But I'm taking Lonzo's side on this because, you know, we've been – talked about disrespected and all that good stuff for the last 6 years or whatnot, but you wouldn't hear for the previous five. We were kicking Clemson tail, and all the Clemson fans was calling in like they're about to have a stroke and apocalypse was coming and all that good stuff. So by law, it goes back to 0-0 and we start this thing all over again.
What do you mean by law? Can somebody send me the law? By
don't
law.
You, don't you worry about what the law is.
I'm worried about the law.
See, it comes. You're not from here. You haven't been here very long, so you just don't know about the law.
Boy, it's amazing. It's amazing that we have two South Carolina fans that say the game should go back to South Carolina by law. Is there any Clemson fan listening right now? Wait a minute. Is there any Clemson fan listening right now that can tell me that by law, South Carolina gets to host the next Palmetto Bowl that's played? Is there any Clemson fan that can tell me that? Let's bring Michael back up. Michael, sorry about that. Continue.
You have a good one.
Is he mad, Lonzo? I couldn't even hear what he said. You know?
No, he had to go. He had to go.
Okay,
so
I got you. I got you. Okay. So, Michael, thank you very much for the call. I think this is completely and totally insane and asinine, this idea that South Carolina would get to host the next game. You guys tell me at 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. We're going to flip the script and have some fun next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Man, I'm beside myself at what's going on here. Joe says both have valid points, but I'm with Mark. You are with common sense, Joe. Another texter says, who is going to lead that wind? Ryan Helinski? Oh, hell no. Exactly. Another texter says, Mark, enjoy the show. Lonzo is right on this one. What? Schedules are made years in advance to balance out income for home games. Thanks, Mike. This is insane to me. He
explained it a whole lot better than I did, and he's absolutely right. That's why we have games scheduled
Clemson
at a certain place.
Doesn't get to play it.
Well, too bad. And if
they
it was
get their home game.
Too bad. If it was a Gamecocks, I would say the same. I know you're trying to say that you have no bias, neither do I in this situation. It has to do with scheduling. It's just too bad.
Okay, right. But I said what should happen. What should happen was the question. What should happen is that Clemson should get to host its Palmetto Bowl. That's what should happen here, all right? Now, I still haven't had anybody show me the law, give me a link to the law that says if the game is not played, the hosting team loses the right to host the game. I would love to see this state law.
I was going to say Jason's on the line, and I'm sure Jason knows about the law.
Jason, thanks for the call, pal. You're offsides. Jason, go ahead.
Oh, I definitely know about the law. And let me tell you, it should be South Carolina's game.
No way.
Year, no matter what happens this
year. No
way. Listen, I'll tell you. Listen, I just moved here, right? I moved here from California, but I'm originally from Georgia. So just because you're a Gator fan, I agree with Lonzo.
I like this caller, Lonzo. I like him. At least he admits that his opinion is based on total farcity.
Well, farcity. I don't know what that. You've been proven wrong, though. You said there was not one single person out there that
this
would agree with me.
Yeah, well, obviously this is going right along party lines, Lonzo, just like everything else is these days. Tiger fan Clint says, it depends on SEC and ACC next year. Clemson wants South Carolina and Florida State to alternate home and away schedule. You don't get to pick that, Clint. Same for South Carolina with Clemson and Georgia. So if conferences take 2020, non-COVID schedule for 2021, then it will be in Death Valley. Otherwise, it will be in Pensacola.
Can't you just admit that you're wrong? I mean, you know,
Lonzo,
it's a question.
No,
you can take the L
no.
on occasion. You can
no,
do
no,
that.
No.
It's all right. You did
no.
last night. You can do it
no,
today.
No. What happened last night, Lonzo? I have no recollection of that whatsoever.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's the question is what should happen, guys? What should happen? What's fair? What's just? What's right? Mark Ryan is Stan Van Gundy's daddy's account. Says, as a non-attorney, I have never heard of such a law. I, as another non-attorney, I have yet to hear of such a law. You know, is there one South Carolina fan out there that can be man enough to admit that Clemson deserves the right to host the
next? So now you're questioning manhood. That's how you're doing this?
Is there one, the macho? Is there
one
South Carolina man that could admit what's true here, what should be very, very clear to everybody, but for some reason isn't? Makes no sense to me whatsoever. By the way, I shared a quick story yesterday because I love J.J. Redick, right? Who doesn't love J.J. Redick? The guy's 36. Looks better than ever, right? Amazing.
His tan is annoying, but go ahead.
Look, man.
I don't think it's real.
Just because he looks better on his worst day than you have on your best day does not mean that you need to be slandering him in this way.
Hey, I've been in a fashion show, man. So I'm hot. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
What fashion show was
it?
Yeah.
There's video out there. You just have to look it up.
Wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Lonzo's been in a fashion show.
Dude, I've done so many things that you just don't
believe.
Wait a minute.
This is the kind of thing that that diverts the show in a very good way. Lonzo Reitzel, fashion show, is being searched for right now. Lonzo is afraid. He's very afraid. And I see nothing.
Why am I afraid? I've sent you pictures on this before. I can do it again. Me on the runway, dude. I mean, it happened. There was paparazzi. I tried to do the Vince McMahon strut, and then I freaked out when I saw all the cameras. So it definitely happened.
I need to see video of this. I need to see video of this, otherwise I don't believe it. Pics or it didn't happen. Let's see here. So anyway, the Stan Van Gundy story. Stan Van Gundy was calling the game last night with the Pelicans, right? Used to be the coach of the Magic. I got my media career started in Orlando, Florida, and I had a press passes, season pass to the Magic media coverage, right? So after the game, Orlando loses. J.J. Redick is a rookie, and he doesn't get off the bench, and the Magic couldn't hit the broad side of the barn. I said in the postgame presser, in a way that only yours truly could, I said, Stan, you know, like your team couldn't hit a boat in the middle of the ocean tonight, and you have the best college basketball shooter in the history of the sport. I believe he plays on your roster, does he not? I believe he's listed on the roster. At any point did you consider possibly maybe I might want to put that guy in the game? Dude, he got mad. Stan Van, ooh, he got mad. He got mad at me, and that was the last question I asked Stan the man Van Gundy for a while, and he was none too pleased with me. Anyway. We will keep it rolling right after this here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so let's check on our text line here. You can text us 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. Texter says, Gamecock fans will happily do whatever they can just to gain an advantage, including making up laws. The game was that's what it feels like is happening right now. The game was played in Columbia every year until 1960, so it's not the first time they have done this. Clemson really doesn't care where that game is played. Same result anywhere. The only law that is between the two schools is that in 1952 it was signed into state legislation that the game must be played. The law doesn't say it must be played where. It never says that at all.
So what they're saying, and I do recall that law also, is that the SEC is breaking the law in South Carolina by not allowing this game to happen.
They are.
They're breaking state law, for sure.
The Oculus on Twitter, at Clemson Oculus, says, Mark, we played all of them in Columbia until 1962 or so anyway, and we still own them. We can play. We can play wherever makes them feel better. if it is true, though, I mean, to Zach Fain's point, Zach, you're not getting roasted on the radio, man. Zach says, come on, calm down. It was a joke. Now I'm going to get roasted on the radio. No, if Zach Fain's idea that whoever won the game hosts it consecutively until the home team loses, right? So if you win, you host it until you lose. South Carolina would never host it again. That literally, they would never host it again.
Absolutely, what they thought before the five in a row. Like I said earlier, you're saying that now once you own a team, once a team owns a team, that other team will never win again, and that's short-sighted.
Okay, gotcha indeed. The top five at five is coming your way next, right here on Offsides. We are ESPN Upstate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.